Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
A Senate trial is expected to keep you in Washington in the weeks leading up to the Iowa caucuses here. How big of a problem is that for you as you're making your closing pitch to voters here?
Look, some things are more important than politics.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is one of four Democrats running for president tied up in Washington for the Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump, along with Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and Michael Bennett of Colorado. Here's Bennett.
Those of us that are running have to make sure we fulfill our responsibilities, our constitutional responsibilities back in Washington at the same time, and I think we can.
Professor of political science at Iowa State, Dirk Diem, says the trial won't necessarily be bad for the campaigns. The senators will get lots of press after each session. But with the upcoming Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primaries,
it does leave the other candidates free rein to campaign.
The president himself will be in the Hawkeye State Monday night for a campaign rally. His Republican primary challengers have also been campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, and here's former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh.
It's our goal to have people wake up the day after Iowa and say, oh my God, that's interesting. Joe Walsh did pretty well in Iowa. There is a race.
Yesterday, Walsh's complaints about the 10 states that canceled their Republican primaries, most recently Wisconsin, were ignored again, this time in person at the Republican National Committee's headquarters.
Here's what's weird and just wrong. I'm a lifelong Republican. I'm a former Republican congressman. I'm a Republican candidate for president. And here I was today at Republican headquarters in D.C. to talk about the disenfranchisement of Republican voters, and nobody here would talk to me.
Meanwhile, just before the trial opened, the Senate passed the new NAFTA, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, the day after President Trump signed phase one of a trade deal with China. Warren and Klobuchar gave their rationales for voting for the USMCA on this week's debate stage.
It will give some relief to our farmers. It will give some relief to our workers. I believe we accept that relief. We try to help the people who need help. And we get up the next day and fight for a better trade deal.
These are real people hurt by Donald Trump's trade war.
Sanders joined 10 other senators who voted against incremental change in trade policy, including three former 2020 presidential candidates, Kamala Harris of California, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, and Cory Booker of New Jersey.
We could do much better than a Trump-led trade deal. This deal, and I think the proponents of it acknowledge, will result in the continuation of the loss of hundreds of thousands of good-paying jobs as a result of outsourcing.
Plus, he says, it doesn't mention the words climate change. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.